Praise the Lord. If you would turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. And when you, it may be on the screen this morning. When you get there, just shout amen. The title of this message today is I Will Mature. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, I will mature. I will mature. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 12, we're going to read verse 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're just going to read this. We're going to read these six verses here together. I beseech you therefore, brethren. That word beseech there means I plead. I'm pleading with you. I'm actually begging you. I beg you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. How many are so thankful for the mercies of God? Did y'all notice there, mercy? I can see the verse this way, so if y'all are wondering why I'm pointing that way, that's why. It says, by the mercies of God. Mercies is plural. Did y'all notice that? Did y'all catch that? A lot of times we say mercy, that's singular, but mercies here is plural. By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And we'll go to the next verse here. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do y'all notice that your mind has to do with the will of God? Go back to that verse there, Dennis. Thank you. Y'all notice that? Did y'all catch that? The renewing of your mind has a link to the will of God in your life. So you got to renew your mind with the Word of God. Amen, church. Next verse. For I say through the grace given to me, so it's already given to us, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Around here we would say, get off your high horse, wouldn't we? Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. We're just going to hold it right there for just one moment. Every one of you has a measure of faith. Amen, church? You have a measure of faith. It's up to you to use it. Amen? We don't have to go to God to more faith. We just got to use the faith that he's gave us. And if we use the faith that he gave us, that's how we get more faith. Amen. Did y'all catch that? Amen. Y'all will write that down. We don't need to forget that. So he's dealt to each one a measure of faith. Next verse. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. Hold it right there. We have many members here. There's one body, but we all have different functions, right? We have different gifts. Thank God we're different. Thank God we have different personalities. Thank God we have different gifts, because there are some people I can't reach that you can reach. Amen. We thank God we are all different. We have different abilities, different skills, different gifts, because if everybody was the same, how but he knows, it would be boring. It would be boring. Okay, next verse. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually one members of one another. Individually members of one another. So we are members of one another. Okay, next verse. Verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. How many thanks God for grace? Amen. Grace is given to us now. Okay, what does he say? Let us use them. Are you using your gifts? Are you using the gifts God gave you? Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. We're just going to stop right there. You must be committed to personal growth. If you'll go back to verse 2, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The only way that we can be in the will of God is if we are always making progress, if we are always making efforts to make progress in our spiritual walk with Him. How many wants to mature in the Lord? I want to grow in the Lord. Listen, I don't want to just remain a baby. I want to grow in God. I want to know more about God and learn more about His Word. And you all know, how many knows that babies like to play in the dirt? Right? They like to play in the dirt. They'll get in the dirt. Man, let me tell you something. Babies, they'll get down there. Dirt's a toy to them, isn't it? And they'll eat that dirt. They'll play it. They'll rub it all over them. And they'll just get all over in the dirt. They'll just rub it all over them and everything. And it doesn't matter to them, because they're just having fun, right? They're playing in the dirt. Now, it would be a little different if it was a 21-year-old man that was in the dirt, right, eating the dirt, rubbing the dirt all over himself. And there's the only difference between those two is time. And we would call that person probably an immature person, wouldn't we? Right? That's what we would call. We would call that person an immature person. And see, we have too many Christians who have been saved too long that are still playing in the dirt. They're still in the dirt. They're still playing with the world. They're still playing with the things. But God says, it's time to get out of the dirt. And God's saying, it's time to grow up and mature just a little bit. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, he said, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish. Y'all see it right there. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now, there's some of us been saved 5 years. Some of us been saved 10 years. Some of us been saved 15 years. It's time to stop playing in the dirt. It's time to grow up, put away silly things, and say, it's time to get down to business. There's people to save. There's people to reach. I've got to get rid of the silly thinking. I've got to get rid of self-doubt, right? I've got to get rid of condemnation. I've got to get rid of these things, and I've got to start thinking, wait a minute, God has given me authority in the earth. He's given me, listen, I've got authority. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. I need to start thinking like a child. I've been saved for too long. I've been saved for too long to be playing in the dirt. It's time for me to grow up. It's time for me to start praying. It's time for me to start reading the word. It's time for me to start making some progress, because if I just stay like a child, I'm not going to grow and I'm going to live in defeat. But now it's time for me to start doing some things differently now. It's time for me to start going to church now. It's time for me to start reading the word of God more. It's time for me to start praying more. It's time for me to get involved. Look at your neighbor and say, get involved. We've got to get involved. And so Paul is telling, he's telling the church here in Rome, he said, get out of the dirt. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we have too many, there's Christians that have been saved for a long time. They're still in the dirt, guys. They're still playing with the world. Didn't Paul say, come out from among them? Did he not say that? He said, come out from among them and don't be a partaker of that, right? Listen, when temptation comes our way, or there's things out there that tries to lure us in, we should have the power to say no. Right? Right. I still believe we should say no to drugs. I still believe we should say no to alcohol. Right? You say, well, Pastor Sam, you're old-fashioned. No, I just believe we ought to live right. I think there should be some holiness in our lives, don't you? Don't you agree with me? And the Bible tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and that if we'll just keep our eyes on Jesus. Have y'all noticed the sunflower? When the sun comes up, you know what that sunflower will do? It'll just follow that sun for the rest of the day, won't it? And you know what? If it doesn't track the sun, it'll lose its blooming power. You with me? That's the way it is with some of us. We don't keep our eyes on Jesus. Y'all with me? We don't keep our eyes on Jesus. This is what we do. Did you hear about so-and-so? Well, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. Listen, you're going to wilt if you keep talking like that. You're going to wilt if you keep gossiping. You're going to wilt if you keep doing that. Listen, keep your eyes on the Son. Keep your eyes on the Son of God. Because if you keep your eyes on Him, you'll start going some places. You'll start going places where you never thought you would be. You'd be like, hallelujah, look at what God is doing in my life. Because you're keeping your vision on Him. You're keeping your eyes on Him. You're keeping your mind on Him. And you ain't got time to talk about people. You ain't got time for silly games. I ain't got time to be a child anymore. I've been saved too long. I've been saved too long. I don't want to eat the dirt. I don't want to play in the dirt. I ain't got time for that. I've got to fulfill the vision and the mission that God has put in my life. I ain't got time for silly games. Look at your neighbor and say, I ain't got time for games. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. I want to grow up. I don't want to stay the same. I don't want to be complacent. I don't want to be in the same area. Listen, I don't want to be in the same area I was last year. I don't want to be in the same area as I was 2 years ago. I want to grow up and know what God has for me in my life. Amen, church. I loved what he said in verse 1 here. He said, by the mercies of God. Everybody say, the mercies of God. You know why people, they don't grow? Because they don't focus on the mercies of God. Because of His mercies, I've been adopted into the family of God. Would that make you want to shout? Yes, sir. Right? I've been justified by Him. It's by the mercies of God that you're here this morning. It's by the mercies of God that you got a job. It's by the mercies of God that God has blessed you with a family. But you know what we do? We tend to focus on the bad things. And we don't track the sun throughout the day. You with me? And we'll focus on the bad things. We'll focus on the negative. But God says, if you'll focus on me, son, if you'll focus on me, I tell you time and time again, every day I'm trying to tell you, just focus on me, you'll walk in love. If you focus on me, you'll be able to treat your spouse better. Can I get an amen right here? Amen. If you focus on me, you'll be able to bless people better. You'll want to give. You'll want to serve. Oh, what can I do for the kingdom of God? Because when you got your eyes on Him, you die to self. Amen. When you got your eyes on Him, you die to selfish desires. You die to selfishness. And you say, no longer is it about me. No longer is life about me anymore. If people talk about me, that's okay, because life ain't about me. It's about God. If they talk about me, if they do these things, if I get mistreated, it's okay. I'm a child of the living God. I am a born-again Bible believer, not ashamed of it. I'm a Christian, and I'm proud of it. Are you proud of it? Hallelujah. So we're not ashamed. It's all because of the mercies of God. Always be mindful of God's mercies. And I want to tell you something. We need to be committed to personal growth. Amen, church. We need to mature in the Lord. How are we committed to our personal growth? See, your church is only as healthy as you are. Amen, church. And so we need to be committed to personal spiritual health. And if we are committed and keeping our eyes on Jesus and keeping our mind on Jesus, then we'll start praising Him a little bit more. We'll start worshiping the Lord just a little bit more. We'll start walking with the Lord just a little bit more. And the more you keep your eyes on Jesus, the less disappointed you'll be. Because now you're not putting your faith or your confidence in the world. You're putting your faith and confidence in the Son of God who can meet your needs. Amen, church. We can put our faith in Him and our confidence in Him. How many is thankful for the mercies of God? Amen. And you notice right here, He says that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Now listen, God wants us to work for Him, but He wants you more than your work. You with me? He says present your, He wants a relationship with you. That is the main thing. He says in verse 1, he says that you may present your bodies a living sacrifice. And then in verse 2, he calls us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to make a decision. We have to make a decision to live with a holy heart surrendered to God. Listen, I live for God because of His mercies. And right here, here's another translation for verse 2 where it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He says, do not be squeezed into the mold of the world. How many's ever heard of peer pressure? I don't think that's just for kids or teenagers. I think that's for adults too. Right? Because I'm telling you, the pressure starts to happen when you're around people and they start doing things that you know it's not right, but you like, you know everybody else is doing it, and it'd just be easy to fit in right now. You with me? It'd be easy to fit in, you know, because then I won't stick out like a sore thumb. I won't cause any controversy. Come on, church. I won't cause any confrontation, right? I remember me and my wife was somewhere. We was talking about this in membership class this morning. And I seen a sign there that said no solicitation. And she looked over, and I read it out loud. And she said, you're not going to let that sign keep you from talking about the Lord, are you? You're going to let that keep you from obeying the Lord? And I was like, no. But it did run across my mind. You see what I'm saying? Right, we need to be totally committed and surrender to God and not be squeezed into the world's mold, because that's what the devil wants. The devil would love for believers and Christians to think like the world, act like the world, live like the world, and say, we're still saved. You with me? Amen, church. And so, when I preach on holiness, I... You know, sometimes I don't think the devil likes it. I don't think the devil likes it when I preach on holiness. But guys, it's time to grow in the Spirit. Amen. It's time to grow up in God and mature to Him. And Paul calls us to humility. Let me tell you this. Look at the world. You look at the world, you'll be different. You look at Jesus, you'll be the same as He is. See, if you're looking at the world and you're looking at what they're doing and you're copying what they're doing, what good is it? You don't want to be like the world. You don't want to think like they do. You want to live a holy life. You want to be an example to them. Amen, church. And so God has called us to personal growth. And it's kind of like when you're saved, you become His, right? How many's ever heard of the butterfly principle? See, the DNA of the butterfly, right, of the caterpillar, it's already a butterfly, and it's already becoming what it already is. Y'all with me? That's the way some of you are right now. Some of us Christians and believers don't understand our identity. What you need is already in you. What you need is already inside of you. See, the caterpillar, it don't stay a caterpillar. You with me? It grows into a butterfly. It's becoming what it already is. Y'all catch that? Y'all getting that? You won't grow if you don't understand that concept. You won't grow spiritually. Listen, you're born again. You have His DNA. It's in you already. But you know what keeps us from growing? I probably won't make it. I probably won't be a nobody. I don't think God will forgive me. How many's ever had that thought? Man, I've lived in condemnation. I've done too much wrong. The pastor's going to look at me differently. Well, if you know what I've done, you with me? If you know where I've been, right? I'm not going to preach up here and show you a holier-than-thou attitude. I've been there. Amen, church. Pastor, you're getting too transparent. Pastor, you're getting too real. Well, if I can't be real, then what's the point? Amen. Right? If I can't be real, what's the point? We need to be real. We need to be genuine about this. Listen, I've been there. Oh, God won't forgive me. He won't be there with me. If I walk in, everybody's heard this. If I walk in the church house, the walls will fall in. I'll burn up. Listen, God loves you. He is a forgiving God. He is here for you. And listen, we'll keep loving you. You mess up, I'll keep loving you. You make a mistake, I'll keep loving you. You sinning and you know it, I'm going to keep loving you. I'm going to keep showing you mercy. I'm going to keep showing you the love of God because I believe in the God who lives in you. And I know that you are more than able because greater is He that lives in me than he that is in the world. I will grow. I will mature. I will not stay at this level. I will go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. I will go forward. So we must be committed to personal growth and we must be committed to people's growth, other people's growth. Because wait, what does the Bible say here in verse 5? So we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. So we are members of one another. Members of one another. So we must be committed to each other's growth. If you hurt, right, I should hurt. We should be so connected, we should be so linked that we could call each other and be there for each other no matter what. We should be there for each other, right? Even if you think I'm wrong, even if I think you're wrong, we should still have each other's backs. You with me? We should still have you ever had somebody say, I got your back, brother. And you say, okay. And you look forward and you look back again, they're gone. How many's ever been there, right? Right? How many's ever had those kind of friends? I've had those kind of friends. I got your back. You call them the next day, you can't even find them. You don't even know where they went. Right? But you want people that got your back, and when you mess up, you fall, you make a mistake, you do something you shouldn't do, and you need mercy and you need grace, you need a believer, you need a Christian that will be there and support you and lift you up and not stomp you in the ground and say you're a nobody, you've been sinning for 10 years, you've been sinning 20 years, you need somebody that's got your back. Amen. Am I preaching this morning? Amen. I hope. I hope I'm preaching this morning. We need to have each other's backs. We need to be there for each other and say, you know what? Brother, I know you did this about five times now, and I know you know better, but I still got your back. I'm still here to help you. I'm still here to support you. What does the Bible say in Galatians 6? Brethren, if anybody be overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. You know what I call, and I'm not pounding on anybody. You know what I call a Christian who's judgmental? You know what I call them? I call them immature Christians. Amen. Amen. And some of you are like, man, pastor's really blunt this morning. I got to be real, don't I? Judge people. Listen, when you understand the mercy that God showed on you, you'll be real merciful on other people. I'm telling you, listen, right here he says, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. Let me tell you something. They say, well, I'd never do that. I'd never do that. I can't believe so-and-so did that. Consider yourself, hello. Consider yourself, because you're going to get tempted. You're going to get tempted with the same thing. You're going to be tempted. Amen. Guys, it's not up to us to judge the motives. It's up to us to have the right action. And we leave the rest up to God. I used to wear myself out thinking about people's motives. I wonder why they did that for me. I wonder why they did this. I wonder why they said that. I wonder why. Dude, just let it happen. Live, pray, trust in God. Let God take care of it. Listen, people who get mad and angry, try to defend themselves, they don't think God is strong enough to handle the situation. And that's why they go, rah, 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 rah. And they get on Facebook on caps lock. Everybody say, that's immature. It's immature. Lord, help us grow. Right? Last week we said, I will worship. And we made a covenant, didn't we, last week? We said, we made a commitment and a covenant to God and with each other. We did. And we said, we will worship together. We will come together and worship no matter how we feel, no matter what we're going through. We are going to come together and we are going to worship God together. I will worship. Today we're going to make a commitment and a covenant and say, I am committed to spiritual growth. I am committed to maturing in God. I don't want to do silly things and the world says, I don't want no part of that. You with me? I don't want the world and people who are lost to look at me and say, I've seen your life and why would I want that? You with me? Why would I want that? Right? And I'd have a believer in the Lord, right? A brother or a sister in Christ that'd come to me and start talking about somebody in front of somebody that don't know the Lord. And I'm like, stop it. You're not being mature right now. You need to grow up, right? You need to grow up. You need to grow up. Prayer, right? Prayer is the key to spiritual growth. Amen, church. Thank God. We've got to be, listen, some of us need to be happy and blessed because we see other people blessed. We need to be. We need to be happy about other people's blessings, right? We're committed to our personal growth and we're committed to people's growth. Listen, when people get blessed, don't say, why wouldn't it me? Don't say that. If you say that, it's going to hurt you, right? It's going to hurt you. Listen, you need to say, wait a minute, thank God they got blessed with whatever it is, you know, spiritual blessings or whatever. All right, thank God they got blessed. Thank God the Lord moved on them. Because once you start saying, well, I've been saved longer than they have. I know more Bible verses than they do. I know this and I know that. I know you're not mature. You're still a babe in Christ. Because you're looking to see what you, listen, babies take. Whack, whack, whack. I'm hungry. Wah, wah, wah. You with me? Yeah. But when you grow up, you turn from wah, wah, wah to glory, glory, glory to God. No matter what I go through, God is God. You with me? Amen. Are you with me this morning, church? Amen. And so we've got to move from being a baby in the Lord to being mature in God and say, you know what? God tells me to give, I'm going to give. God tells me to serve, I'm going to serve. I'm going to die to some of my selfish desires and some of my selfishness, and I'm going to start serving, right? Man, this is good. Everybody say, preach, preacher. Preach it. Hallelujah. So we've got to be committed to people's growth. We've got to be committed to personal growth. And we've got to be committed to the potential that God has given in us. Right? Verse 6, he says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. Let us use them. What has God given you that you're not using today? That's a good question, isn't it? It's a great question. And you say, well, I just don't know. I don't know if the Lord wants to use me or not. I don't know. Listen, the Lord wants you. Listen, he's given you a measure of faith. Some of you he's given the gift of prophecy. He's given you the gift of giving, the gift of mercy, the gift of love, the gift of encouragement that we read in verse 7 and 8 right here. We read the gift, these gifts. God has given you these gifts. Are you using them? Are you using these gifts? You say, Pastor, I don't have time. Well, we all have 24 hours in a day. Right? There's 7 days a week. Of course you got time. Right? You just got to fix your priorities. Look at your neighbor and say, fix your priorities. Right? You know, it's a sign of maturity when on your list you make God the number one priority. Then your family and your church, you know what your priorities are. Amen? You know you're mature in the Lord. You're growing in God. Now, when people say this, they say, well, I'm still saved, but it's okay if I do some of this stuff, this wrong stuff. I'm still saved. Well, listen, spiritually mature people don't want to do that. They want to avoid living in the world. They want to avoid living in sin. Man, they want to live for God. Right? They know they're not perfect. Listen, spiritually mature people know they're not perfect. And they know everybody else is not perfect. But they have a striving in their heart to say, I want to do the right thing. I want to do the right thing. Right? I want to do what's right. I want to do what God's called me to do. I want to obey God. Listen, God has given you potential. There's a word that we give to God. He's called omnipotent, right? Omnipotent. P-O-T-E-N-T, omnipotent, omnipotent. That's the word we get for potential. All potential. God has all potential, omnipotent. You with me? Y'all catch it? Listen closely. Greater is he. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There's nothing that you can't tackle when you got. You with me? You can face it. You can face this week. You can face anything when you got God in you. The potential, all the potential of heaven in you. Greater is he that is in me. When the devil comes to me and says, I'm not good enough, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When the devil, when I start getting these thoughts, nobody loves me, nobody cares for me, I can't walk, the potential, the God of all potential lives inside of me. Amen. We've got to be committed. Got to be committed to that. You must focus. You must focus on your personal growth. You must focus on your brothers and sisters in the Lord, on their growth in God. Because if you don't, you'll never go to your potential in Christ Jesus. You'll never get to the fullest potential. So I can say to you this morning, I'm making a covenant. I'm making a commitment this morning. I'm making a commitment. I'm committed to your growth in the Lord. I'm committed to it. I'm committed to your growth in the Lord. But since we're making a covenant, it takes two parties to make a covenant, doesn't it? Last week we made a covenant and a commitment that we're going to worship together on a regular basis. We're going to come together. Well, we're going to make a commitment and a covenant today. We're going to be committed to each other's growth, and we are going to grow in the Lord. We will not stay the same. We refuse to stay at this same level. We are going up. We're going higher, higher, and higher. Amen. We want to go higher in the Lord. See, the seed, you plant a tomato seed, and we talked about the seed a little bit today, this morning, didn't we? The seed, there's so much potential in the seed, right? There's so much potential in it. But some of us have not even taken the effort to even plant the seed so the potential of the seed can come to fruition. Amen. I want you to make a covenant. I want you to make a commitment, right? Not just to grow, not just to come together and be committed to each other's growth, but also be committed to your growth, right? So you have to make some effort in this. Have you ever heard people say, if God wants me to do it, he'll just do it? He'll just do it. Guys, you play a role in this thing. You got to take a step of faith. What did he say? Let us use them. It's a possibility God can give you a gift and you never use it. I don't want to stand in front of God and say, I know what you gave me this gift for, but I was afraid I might hurt people's feelings. Or I was just afraid of what people might think about me, Lord, and I know you gave me this gift. But I was just afraid of what people might think of me. You with me? Let us use these gifts. You got a gift of preaching? Preach! Amen. You got a gift of serving? Serve! You got a gift of giving, as it says right here in verse 8. He says, he who gives with liberality. Do you know giving is a gift? When you give unto the Lord and you give to people, you help the poor, that's a gift that God gives. Use the gift. God will bless you. Are we using these gifts? I want us to make a covenant. I want us to make a commitment, guys. With a show of hands, and I don't like putting people on the spot, but I do somehow, anyways. With a show of hands, are you committed to growing this year in the Lord, to being mature in the Lord? I'm committed to that, aren't you? Right? When you get criticized, when people ridicule you, listen, you don't have to throw you don't have to throw a stone at every dog that barks. You with me? Y'all know that saying? Listen, there's a lot of barking going on out there, but you don't have to respond to it. Respond to God. Everybody say, and I'm almost done this morning, everybody say proactive. Listen, I'm not living in reaction to the devil. Stay with me. I'm not living in reaction to the devil. I'm living in response of the Father. Because if I react to him all the time, it's going to drain me. But if I live in response to the Father, that's when I'll start growing in him. I'm living in response to his commands. I'm living in response to his love. Because I'm telling you, the devil is barking every day. He's barking, 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 barking. Every day. And we hear it too, don't we, church? Are we going to live in reaction to the enemy? Or are we going to be proactive? Because God is always one step ahead of the enemy. And if you live in response to the will of the Father, man, you'll grow exponentially, growing to God. I'm going to ask you another question here. Are you committed to growing this year? Are you committed to maturing in the Lord? I'm going to raise my hand with you. I'm committed to it. We're going to make a covenant this morning. We're going to grow in God, right? And you say, well, how do you do it? How do you grow in God? I don't want this to sound like a broken record, but we need to see each other on a regular basis. Amen, church. Amen. We need to come together on a regular basis and worship the Lord together on a regular basis. Number two, we need to pray. Pray every day. Pray with your family. Number three, get into the Word of God. And when you're reading, don't skip over the verses that you don't like, because that's the one you need. Amen. The one you don't like is the one you need, right? And if you're wrong, admit it. And grow up. Amen, church. Some people don't like to be wrong, but it's okay to be wrong. Just don't stay that way. Amen. It's okay to be wrong, but don't stay that way. This is how we grow. We pray. We come together regularly. We read the Word of God. We do. We serve. Everybody say, serve. When you serve, you grow. You grow in the Lord. And I'm telling you, if you obey, if you listen to this message and it's become real to you in your heart, please take this with you. Make this covenant with God. Say, God, by your help, by your grace, I'm going to mature in you. I'm going to be more involved in ministry. I'm going to be more involved. I might be uncomfortable, but I'm going to be involved. How many's ever uncomfortable meeting new people, being around people you're not around much? We get uncomfortable, don't we? We get uncomfortable. Listen, I'm asking you, be willing to get uncomfortable to grow in the Lord, because it's usually out of your comfort zone. Let me say this. It's out of your comfort zone. And when you get out of your comfort zone, you will grow. You will grow spiritually. Now, I'm going to ask you, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord this morning, I want you to give your life. There's no better time like the present, is there? There's no better time like the present. When you give your life to the Lord, you say, well, I don't know, if I go up front, it's going to be uncomfortable. When you get out of your comfort zone, you're going to grow. Some of you, you may say, it's not comfortable for me to shout out hallelujah or amen. It's not comfortable. When you do it, you'll grow. It's not comfortable for me to go out and just do an outreach and do evangelism or go to small groups. It's uncomfortable. I don't know about going to the marriage class. It's uncomfortable for me. You'll grow if you go. That's a good saying. Y'all were to post that on Facebook. You'll grow if you go. You'll grow. You'll grow if you do something that you may be uncomfortable with, out of your comfort zone. Right? You will. When you come to membership class at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you want to come to membership class because you want to see what you can do to get involved, to serve, to use the gifts, let us use them. Let us use the gifts. And you want to come to membership class, and you want to be involved, and you want to do things for the Lord. Come. Right? God has put so much potential in you. And I'm speaking to everyone in here this morning. God has put so much potential in you. You yourself don't even know how much is in you. And I believe that God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which works in us. Did y'all catch that? So much potential in each and every one of us. And we need to show God, Lord, this potential that you've put inside of me, I'm not going to let it wilt. I'm not going to let it die. I'm going to use this potential to the best of what you gave me by your grace. I'm going to use it this morning, the potential. So we're committed to our personal growth. We are committed to each other's growth. And we are committed to releasing the potential that God has given us in our hearts. And we can do that by transforming our mind, or renewing our mind, being transformed by His Word. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you don't know the Lord this morning, I'm going to make a couple of altar calls, but on the first one, we can all stand. Praise the Lord. On this first altar call, if you don't know the Lord, I'm going to stand right here. I'm just going to stand right here. And this is a very sacred moment. If you don't know the Lord and you want a relationship with Him, or maybe you feel far from the Lord. Maybe you're far from God and you want to make it right with Him today. Well, I'm going to stand up here. And he's going to sing a song. He's going to worship the Lord. We're going to worship the Lord together. And I want you to come up here. If you don't know the Lord, let's make it right with God today. I'll pray with you. We'll pray together. We'll do it. We'll come together and pray. Maybe you're far from God, don't have a relationship with the Lord. Let's pray today. Let's fix that today. And after this first altar call, I'm going to ask you, for those of you that raised your hand, I want you to come up. And I want you to worship God and say, God, I'm dedicated to growing in you. I don't want to be complacent. I don't want to be stale. Okay? I don't want to be complacent. If that's you, come up. And I'm going to stand right here. And for those of you that raised your hand and said, I want to mature in Him, I want you to come up. And if you're not saved, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord, I'm going to stand right here and I want to pray with you, okay? I want to pray with you. Let's make it right. And maybe you're asking yourself, I don't know if I'm right with God. I don't know if I'd go to heaven if the Lord called me today. I don't know if I'd go to heaven if the Lord called me. I want you to come up here and I want to pray with you. Let's make it right with God this morning. Let's worship the Lord. Praise the Lord.